program may be pre-recorded. It's time now for the Drive Home with Brian Bales on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you're considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now here's Pastor Brian Bales for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
Hello, everybody, and happy Friday again here. This is Brian Bales with you on the drive home. And every time I get you on a Friday, I'm really excited. Number one, because it's near the end of most of our work weeks. But also, it means that I'm going to have an opportunity to introduce you to one of our local pastors here in the Washington metro area. You've been listening in all of the last several months. You know that our time here together at 4 o'clock on Friday is really dedicated to exposing some of the ministries and some of the pastors of those ministries a little bit larger to our Washington metro area, with one of two hopes. That number one, that maybe, just maybe, as you connect with that pastor, you'll consider and remember them in your prayers. We all know that we could use some more prayer. But maybe, just maybe, you have found yourself in this place in a post-pandemic world where you're still kind of living in the pandemic realities of just doing church by podcasting or doing church by watching online. You know, church is great when we can watch online, but it's meant to be a communal activity. God has designed us to grow together, and together means being together, to be closer to Him. And so maybe you'll hear one of these pastors one day and you go, hey, I live out in that area. Maybe, just maybe, I'll try and connect. And so today my guest is Pastor Wally Maye. I'm excited to have him. Longtime listeners, or faithful listeners rather, WAVA, you'll recognize that name from his show here that plays at 8 a.m. on Saturday, This Week in the Word. You know more about him as you hear him preach, but we get a chance to get to know him a little bit on a personal level today. And so thank you for joining me, Pastor Wally. I'm glad to have you here today, and I'm glad to get to meet you in this way.
Thank you for having me here. Thanks, Pastor.
Yeah. And by the way, I love your accent because it sounds much more distinguished than mine. I have a little bit of Southern hillbilly in my accent, and I'm not sure it sounds very distinguished, but I love listening to you. I picked up knowing and preparing a little bit of our time together today. I listened a little bit of your time there on the radio, and you can also find out more about his radio show here at WAVA by going there, clicking on the program guide, or of course, going to his church website, which he has an opportunity to pastor, called Touch of Love Bible Church. Touch of Love Bible Church is located in Laurel, Maryland, and has a primary goal of preaching the unadulterated Word of God and the heart for missions there. TOLBC, all the initials for Touch of Love Bible Church.org. And so let's just kind of get started, Pastor Wally, if I can. Now, you're a native of Nigeria, but you did receive your undergraduate degree from the University of, pronounce that for me, is it Ibadan? Did I say it correctly?
Ibadan. Ibadan.
This is why I should have asked you before we got on the air. Wasn't even close, so thank you for the grace. Later, though, I can pronounce this one. You did attend Capital Bible Seminary, Atlanta, Maryland, where you received a Master of Divinity, and you were ordained back in April of 2000 in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And we're going to get to some of the things that God's laid on your heart and your movement. But one of the two questions I ask almost every pastor that I have a chance to have a conversation with is, tell us a little bit about yourself, because we can develop an opinion or a thought or an idea by hearing you on the radio. And it's a blessing to do that. But you are certainly more than just a pastor or a preacher. You are a servant of Jesus Christ that expresses that as a pastor or preacher. How would you describe yourself to someone who is just maybe meeting you at the grocery store or whatever it might be?
Well, thank you, Brian. You know, I hate to be to use some cliches here, but I like to use the Williams Brothers, the whole gospel lyrics, when they said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can't change anybody. You know, when you meet me and you get to know me, I'm pretty a very simple person, very simple, trying to go under the radar most of the time, but very passionate for the Lord Jesus Christ. My passion for Christ has continuously grown in terms of just loving to share Christ with people. So when you meet me, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I love the Lord, and I love to do what God has called me to do in terms of preaching his gospel, and I love to share with people the love of Jesus Christ. But if you do meet me down the street, you probably won't know who I am because I'll pass under the radar. And that's just me. I'm pretty low key. But yet, when it comes to Jesus, I'm extremely passionate for his truth.
Now, would you describe yourself then, in light of what I'm hearing, as probably someone that is a bit more introverted than maybe extroverted, like if you just connected with you?
Absolutely. Very introverted. And I do mingle with a lot of people publicly, though, you know, mm-hmm. go to different conferences I do. But I'm kind of a observe first before you speak, you know, that kind of person.
Yes.
I kind of listen very intensely first and before I do speak, because I truly believe the more you listen, the more you hear what people are trying to say. But again, when it comes to Christ, the passion even goes even more higher because of the love that I have for Christ.
I find that very interesting, because I think one of the stereotypes, certainly when you listen to someone preach, is that they might be very, very extroverted. But again, you know, introvert doesn't mean you don't like people. It just means the way that you might recharge or the way that you approach some things are different. And for me, my own case in my own life, I'm also very introverted, and people laugh when I tell them that. They're like, do you know what you do for a living? I mean, how could you be introverted? And I explain to them, again, it's not that I'm not passionate about Jesus. It's not I'm not passionate about that. But I do, you know, in general, prefer being quiet if I'm at a party, or prefer being those sort of things. And so I do think that's a really good thing to know, because when someone first meets you, you know, they may begin to say, oh, this is the type of person, this is the type of person that you are. And it begins to remind us that God uses all types of personalities to spread his word. It isn't just a certain type of people with a certain personality. Now, for you, though, we mentioned that you got your undergraduate degree in Nigeria, but eventually you made your way to the United States. So what was that journey about? What brought you to the United States? And as we talk about that, talk about any impact having a multicultural background helps, or in some ways enlightens maybe the ministry and your fulfilling of the calling of the Great Commission.
Well, I do thank you for that. You know, I grew up in what I call a religiously hybrid home. My father was a Muslim and my mother was Christian. So that was the backdrop where I grew up. And my father, in order to send me to one of the best schools back in Nigeria, he actually sent me to mission schools. Mission schools has to do with the Catholic school and the Baptist school. That's why I'm very, very excited about Christian schools, because I believe that's the best investment any parent can actually put in for their children. And that was my background, but I didn't know that God was actually setting me up for what I'm going to do here. And throughout my life, I was inundated with the word of God, constantly being taught the scriptures. And while I was far from Christ, and that was just an experience that actually prepared me. So my sister was here when I came over here and I transitioned here. The transition was great, but the weather was not, because coming from a very tropical area of the world where it's always 80, 90 degrees every year round, to have to deal with a brutal winter over here. But after a couple of years, I got that under my belt, and then came the call of God. And when the call of God came, like just like a floodgate was opened in my heart, as all that I've been really put in my soul since I was a young person came forth. And the call then came to go forth and go into ministry. And it was very difficult, you know, coming from a different culture and being called by God to go into ministry. And I said, Lord, do you want to go to Nigeria? I said, no, do it here.
Okay.
And that was the key. And then when the Lord called me, began to prepare for the work of ministry, went to seminary, trained as an economist. And my goal was to go to Wall Street and try to be one of those Wall Street, you know, professional stockbrokers, but the Lord will have a different plan for my life. And that is when I went to seminary. And after a few years in seminary, the Lord called to actually plant a church. And that is how we came to plant this church, which actually started in the basement of my town home. My wife was the Sunday school teacher upstairs. I was the Bible study teacher downstairs. five persons, I believe, showed up for the first Bible study. And that was how the Lord started it. So the transition was smooth, but the weather was not cooperating. But I thank God that today I look back and I see that God supernaturally had orchestrated everything in my life to this point that I'm sitting here talking to you.
Yeah. I love how you're talking about the weather. I'm originally from the Midwest, so Virginia felt tropical to me based upon where I'm from. So I guess in some ways it is a little bit relative in that way. You made the statement, and I have just anecdotally noticed that happens a lot when I have the opportunity to talk to pastors. Something like this, that the Lord had a different plan for my life. Often when I'm talking to pastors, you find that, you know, they think they're going one direction, and God decides in his grace and his kindness to move them in a different direction. And so just for you, I just want to say thank you for being on the show. Thank you for willing to say yes to what God did for you. Now, I think all as well, lots of times people think the pastor's lives are, you know, sort of charmed lives without difficulty. How for you in some of the challenges, whether it be making a move that was smooth or climate or whatever it might be, better prepare you to help and to shepherd others who feel challenged?
Well, I think some of the challenges I did go through was back when I grew up and being in a home where, number one, it was a polygamous family. I need to say that my wife was married to a couple of wives, mm-hmm. and also his faith. It actually prepared me to see the authenticity of the gospel, the power of the gospel in terms of enabling me, giving me a vision of what Christ will have me do, number one, but also how Christ will have me continue to present his word. And I go back to saying that because, you know, when you grow up in a very pluralistic culture, you are prepared to be able to stand for the truth of Christ. And that was the key. It probably wasn't a challenge, but I think it actually shaped and framed the way that I thought about things and able to present things even now as a pastor. So that probably was one of the greatest impact in my life, not to talk about the weather, but the weather is just secondary. But I think the greatest impact was my background coming in from that kind of culture.
Well, we'll continue this conversation with Pastor Wally Maye from Touch of Love Bible Church. You can find out more about him and the church by going to tolbc.org. They're there in Atlanta, Maryland. We're right here on WAVA on the Drive Home with Brian Bales, meeting the pastor. We'll be right back.
The Bible, in Romans 12, says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Well, that's fine when circumstances allow, but when a friend or family member walks away, it's not up to you. So what do you do?
For WAVA, here's Family Life Blended's Ron Deal.
I think there's a delicate balance between chasing after someone you love and giving them space to turn around. Hounding them can just push them away. I've worked with a lot of heartbroken parents who don't know what to do because one of their kids won't come for visitation. No matter how frustrated you are, stay determined to reconcile and close enough to be found when your child turns around. And because waiting is hard, you need lots of prayer. As far as it depends on you, live at peace. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
My friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, are on fire. It's Gregory Seltz of WAVA's 105.1, and hey, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds and Power Home Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yes, real people looking to buy homes right now. Reynolds and Power Home Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. metro area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with an agent who's only going to internet market your home. It's a fact. Sarah and Debbie already have over 16,700 ready home buyers, and they will sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call Reynolds and Power Home Team at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
And it is Friday, and we are here talking to Pastor Wally Maye on the Drive Home with Brian Bales in our Meet the Pastor segment. He is pastor and founding pastor of Touch of Love Bible Church. You can find out more about them, where they are in Atlanta, Maryland, and the ministries that they do have there by going to TOLBC.org. Now, Pastor Wally, as we consider the journey that we're all on, at some point in your journey, I know, God called you to sort of step out of the African Methodist Episcopal Church and, as you mentioned, start Touch of Love Bible Church. And I'm assuming that was the one you were talking about when you started, where five families or five people showed up. You were downstairs. Your wife was upstairs. What really was the motivation? How did you? I think a question that people sometimes have is like, how do I know this is God asking me to step out and to do something? Or how do I know that maybe I just had some bad chicken last night at dinner? What's the difference? And I'm not trying to make fun of that. I think it's a very hard question for many people to discern.
Well, you know, the call of God was pretty heavy upon me. Now, I need to say this, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, great denomination. I was really mentored in that denomination by great men of God. I stand today on the back of giants in that denomination. But then the call came, and I felt this heaviness in my soul that anywhere I turn, I just felt the call. And it's tough to describe how tough that is, you know, when you feel burdened by the Lord to do something. And I try at times to assume that that was just my own imagination. But over time, I discovered that, no, this is the Lord calling me. And one of the things I discovered was that I said, Lord, if this is you calling me, I don't have a dollar. I don't know where I'm going to start this. I'm just going to step up by faith. And that was it. I decided it's time for me to leave. And I told my wife, and she said, as the Lord is leading you, I'll follow. And we just decided that it's time to go. And that's how we started it. And we continue to see the constant approval of God through it all, that everywhere we turned, there was someone there trying to give us counsel, trying to help us financially. And in those very tough years, the Lord was faithful in terms of leading us and guiding us and giving us great opportunity to share the gospel. And I look back over those years and I knew that God supernaturally wanted me to not only to step out, but to trust him in stepping forth. So to talk about the call, I can't describe it. It's just an heavy spirit that you feel. I felt during those seasons, and I struggled. It took me a while. After you've grown up in a denomination for so many years and you love the people there, it's tough for you just to say, I'm stepping out of nowhere and just going into planting a church. But that was how the Lord will have me do it. And the Lord is now glorified in what I'm doing.
You mentioned this idea of stepping out in faith. And I think scripture illustrates this many times, this interplay between our obedience and then seeing God provide. I'm reminded of when the Israelites were going to cross the Jordan to get into the promised land, that the waters of the Jordan didn't start to spread to walk across until after they stepped the first step. They would have never seen the miracle without taking the first step. And to me, in my own life, I've met people who I feel like are unbelievably given the gift of faith. I don't feel like I've been given that gift of faith, but I've been given a wife who has the gift of faith. So that's a blessing in that way that I listen to her. And so it's just a strong reminder for our listeners out there that faith doesn't mean that God's always going to give you all the answers up front. He's going to ask you, do you trust me? And his character is worthy of trusting. And eventually that did lead to Tuts of Love Bible Church. I love just even in reading just some of the things in your bio and some of the things in your church about your heart. You say preaching the unadulterated word of God. I love that term, unadulterated. And most people pick words for reasons. Unadulterated isn't a typical word that I would think most people have in their vocabulary. And so what was your heart behind making sure that's very clear around the unadulterated word of God and the heart for missions?
Well, I've observed over the years that people are moving away from prepositional truth and doctrinal truth, and they're embracing all this emotionalism and just theology that is still watered down. And many are just not paying attention to what the scripture's saying. So when the call came, the desire was to establish this church and that we are going to focus on the word of God. We're going to turn to the page of scripture. We're going to do exploratory preaching. We're going to examine what the Bible is truly saying. We're going to preach the gospel according to the Lord Jesus Christ, because I find it very interesting that so many people, if they really go to the Bible and read what the Lord is calling us to do, it will be amazingly shocked that so many churches will find that they are actually backsliding in the truth of our God. That is why, for me, unadulterated is very key, because we are a Bible-based, Bible-teaching church, and we do a lot of teaching in our church. We do Wednesdays, Thursdays, Bible institutes. We just want God's people to know God through his word. And we believe that, you know, when they know God through his word, they will be disciples. And in our church, you know, members are great, but I'm looking for disciples, men and women who will go out there and change the world. And what I've seen is that we are a very small church. You'd be amazed. We are a very, very small church, but a small church of disciples. And I think that is the difference maker here, that we are trying to actually achieve as a church where the word of God is preached, and there is no watered down theology here. There is no room for any form of nominal Christianity here. It's radical Christianity. You're going to go out there, make a change for Jesus, preach his word. That's what I'm all about.
The differentiation you make between members and disciples is such a good one. I actually don't even like the term members. I tell people all the time, it's abiblical. You don't see anywhere in scripture says become a member. By the very nature of you showing up in the early church, you knew that you were giving your life to the church because you walked away from everything else. A member in our culture, I think, is really like, what's in this for me? A disciple's in what's in this for Jesus. And I think that's something. And the also the point, I was just talking to someone just recently, mentioned that too often in our lives, we have to grapple with this question. Are we living according to who God reveals himself to be through his word and his spirit? Or are we living according to who we feel or think he is? And how we answer that question is all the difference between whether we act like a disciple or whether we don't act like a disciple. And, you know, what I hear is there's so much about the heart of Tuts of Love Bible Church and this idea around the expository nature of teaching and preaching the truth of scripture. And as you see this happen and you watch the scriptures become real in people's lives and you see them step into not membership, but what it means to be a true follower, true disciple of Jesus, what are some of the things or themes or experiences that you've watched, whether the church is big or whether the church is not as big, that just have been, let me just say, clearly the hand of God? Because I'm rambling a bit, but I'm just reminded about 12 disciples changed the world through the power of the Holy Spirit, because disciples mattered. What have you seen?
Well, I've seen great things being done in our church. I've seen members stepping out, going to mission field, because we have a very big a mission. We've seen people going down to Kenya, going down to Haiti, going down to Ghana, going down to Peru, all around the world for Christ. I've seen members coming up, not members, disciples, rather, shall I say, coming up with this grand idea of how we can impact our community for Jesus. And I'm just impressed about how God is using his word in their lives to constantly stir them up to obedience and to impact the culture and the community for Christ. And we can see that in our church. Now, don't get me wrong, when the pandemic came in, you know, like every other church, you know, there was some contraction there, you know, people stopped coming out. But people are coming out now, and the few that are coming out are truly impacting the world for Jesus, I can see in our church. And as a pastor, that brings me great joy to see the Word of God bear fruit in the life of different persons and changing their perspective about things, but also calling them to a higher level of obedience and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't know whether that suffices your question, but I've seen, I mean, it's going to take me a long time, probably all night long, just to tell you the different innovations, shall I say, or ministry vision that has come forth, not from me necessarily, but from members of the church who are just so passionate for Jesus and seeking to impact the world for Christ.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to ask you is what gets you most excited. I think you've answered that for me. Without me asking that question, watching, you said, what gives you great joy? Watching this happen in the lives of people actually becoming disciples, because it is very easy in a culture that is built on consumerism. And by nature, there's not necessarily anything wrong with consumerism, but followers of Jesus Christ are not defined by consumerism. That isn't, right. You know, the idea of the cost of discipleship that is often famously mentioned is something that is anathema many times. And certainly there is no cost of discipleship that isn't worth it. When we really understand and feel like we understand, not just feel like we understand and know what it is to follow Jesus. And so quickly before we go to break, talk us about just what time you gather on Sunday and those sort of ministries around there.
Well, we do meet on Sunday around 10:15 a.m. every Sunday, just one worship service we have in person. But there is another worship service that I do live stream, which I usually do that from my home, which because of constraints that we do have at our present location. And so that's at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I head on to the in-person service at 10:15. So that's all the two services we do have every Sunday.
And you can find out more about how to get online, of course, and then come in person by going to Touch of Love Bible Church's website, TOLBC.org. And so we're going to head to break here in just a second. But when we come back, I want to take a moment if we can talk about the show that you have here right on WAVA, This Week in the Word. Again, I encourage you, if you haven't heard it before, Pastor Wally is there on This Week in the Word. He comes up every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. here at WAVA 105.1. You can find out more about that by going to the website, WAVA.com. Click on the program guide. Find out more about the ministries there. But in just a few moments, we'll get back. We're going to find out more about him and Touch of Love Bible Church, as well as This Week in the Word here on The Drive Home with Brian Bales. Right after the break, we'll be back.
AActionHomeServices.com has satisfied customers because of employees like Chris.
And I told him that I would be sharing with my neighbors my experience. He was really excellent in terms of educating. And he was so patient. He answered all my questions above and beyond. So I just think that our community would really appreciate people who are educators and not just salesmen.
Problem solved.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Brandon Tatum weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Charlie Kirk at 7. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grill. grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
WAVA now has a limited supply of half-price Christian school tuitions in the DMV area. Go to WAVA.com to purchase a half-price tuition for this fall before they're gone. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus. Half-price Christian school tuitions now at WAVA.com. Available for new students only while supplies last. That's WAVA.com. WAVA.com.
Here's your exclusive AccuWeather forecast from 105.1 FM WAVA.
Tonight becoming cloudy with a shower in places late. We'll reach a nighttime low of 55. Tomorrow cloudy and cooler with a brief shower or two. Tomorrow's high 60. Sunday cloudy with a steady rain becoming intermittent. Sunday will reach a high of 69. Plan with confidence. Check with AccuWeather.com often and download the free AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
Here's a story of hope from Pastor Mark Finley of Hope Lives 365.
During those troublous days of communism, I was holding an evangelistic series in Budapest, Hungary. What I didn't know was that in the same auditorium that I was told my meetings, a rock concert was scheduled. When we opened the doors for our meetings, the young people jamming the streets thought that the rock concert had begun. Three young women rushed in, all atheists. They came for a rock concert, but they met Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. They met the one who can transform lives. Each of these three young women eventually became workers for God. Two married pastors, one became a Bible instructor for Jesus. Imagine it, going to a rock concert and finding Jesus Christ. Their hearts were touched, their lives were changed, they were transformed by grace.
Listen to Hope Lives 365 7 days a week. Check for times on the program guide at WAVA.com.
And welcome back to The Drive Home with Brian Bales on this Friday, where we meet a pastor. And the pastor we've been having this conversation with was Pastor Wally Maye of Touch of Love Bible Church out of Atlanta, Maryland. As I've said many times already in our time together, you can find out more about him by going to TOLBC.org as well as find out more about his church. But maybe you already know, or at least feel like you know a little bit about him, because for some time now he's been on WAVA at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning with a program called This Week in the Word. So just in case some of our listeners want to tune in, have never tuned in before and don't know much about it, Pastor Wally, tell us about This Week in the Word, what it's about, what your heart is there, and what people can be expecting.
Well, This Week in the Word, actually, we came into partnership with Waver probably 8 years ago. And This Week in the Word, again, is just a Bible-based biblical teaching half hour that we have on Saturday as well as Sunday. And we're also on XM 131 every Sunday morning as well.
And what time is that, by the way? I didn't have that in my notes.
7 a.m. in the morning. So it's a Bible-based teaching where you can come in and just get fed, as we use that cliche in our church, with the Word of God. And What do you expect? You expect to hear the word of God that will challenge you to live a life for Christ. And for those who don't know Christ, it will challenge you to understand that there is no other way but the cross of Jesus Christ. And that is what essentially this week in the Word is all about. It's about the Word of God that we do, you know, we preach in our church every Sunday. And that has been the platform. And I thank God for that, because it has truly impacted us as a ministry to actually put us on a different platform in terms of people calling us and people writing us and people wanting a CD or MP3 of the sermons you just preached. And I'm just humbled, because I don't know how many people do listen every Sunday, but I'm shocked how many requests we do have. And we do get letters too, some positive, some negative. So I'm used to that. The negative side, I'm used to it, because I won't water down the gospel. Mm-hmm. And in such a culture like this, I think you need to confront people with truth. And the truth that we do confront them with on our radio show, yeah, at times doesn't sit well with so many people. But guess what? As long as God approves it, that's good.
I do remember having a conversation one time, and I just happened to be in passing mentioning a negative email or something that someone sent me. And they weren't super familiar. They knew that I was a pastor, but certainly they hadn't necessarily engaged a lot with that. It was, I think, one of my neighbors or whatever it might be. I don't remember exactly who it was I was having that conversation with. But nevertheless, when I just mentioned in passing a negative email, they're like, hold on a second. You get negative emails? I'm like, yes, yes. Every pastor gets a negative email or a negative letter. If you haven't, you're clearly doing something wrong if you haven't gotten more than your fair share of that. Not that the heart of a pastor, anyone that I know, is to be offensive. But we understand that the truth is that the gospel is what many times is offensive to our personal desires. It is calling us to pick up the cross of Christ and to follow him, not pick up what we want to do when we want to do it in our area of comfort. Now, if I tuned in on a Saturday or Sunday, whatever it might be, what I discover that what I hear on Saturday and Sunday is following along with what would happen if I was attending on Sunday, or is it a couple weeks behind, or is it something completely different? Give me the listeners a little bit of a connection there.
Well, depending on the producer, because we got people that do format it and send it in. So at times it's what is preached the previous Sunday. At times it's something that is preached probably a couple of years back, mm-hmm. you know, depending on different kind of events. You know, we got Easter separate sermons that do play during the Easter month, and also during different days like Mother's Day or Father's Day. But usually 80% of the time, what's played on the radio is what you're going to hear when you do come into worship every Sunday. And it's always recorded live. And, you know, when things are recorded live, so many things do happen. And I'm always guided as we do our worship service to let mm-hmm. people know. Because I actually pastor a church where people do talk back to the pastor. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you've been to that kind of setting.
I have. The first time I preached in that sort of setting, it was definitely something I wasn't used to. But I actually enjoyed it. It was, for me, it was a very – but most of the talking back at that time was positive. I'm assuming you're talking about positive talking back.
Well, yes, you do get positive talking back, but, you know, at times you can get people getting rowdy and things like that. So everything is recorded live. So I'm always telling them, just slow your roll, guys. We are live and we're going to go live on radio. But that is exactly what you expect. What you hear on Sunday morning or Saturday morning on WAVA is usually what we do preach at church every Sunday. And, you know, God's people are blessed, and I hope that you all are blessed too when you do listen.
Yeah, I know. I've been in this a couple times. Again, I had a chance to look up and listen. Truth be told, most of the times that you're on air, I'm working. So like you, like I was like, 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. I think I have an appointment already at pastoring the church that I have a opportunity to pastor at in Ashburn, Virginia. But, you know, I think getting on the radio is an interesting thing, because certainly the faithfulness of God can happen, whether it happens, you know, in the corner of the smallest town, in the smallest city of the smallest country, or whether it happens really broadly and it's broadcast to thousands upon thousands of people, God's word can go forth. But whenever I meet someone, it's like, hey, I feel like God just asking me to take what's happening in my local church and to give it a larger megaphone for more people to hear. I'm always interested about the heart behind what was it? Maybe was it just as clear as a calling to come and to be on radio as it was to go and plant a church, or how did that happen?
Well, I used to have a lady that was a dear friend that was part of our church, and it was Cordelia. And she said, Pastor, you know, you should do better than this. I said, okay. So she said, why don't we begin this 2 minutes on some radio station? Just do 2 minutes, you know, words of edification. And we began that. Then from there, she said, why don't I just call WAVA and see what's going to happen? So we called WAVA, and we had a good friend, Dennis Williams. He's retired now. I think he's transferred now to something
else.
Yeah,
no, he's actually fully retired. The show that I host on the weekend called Good News for the City, him and I co-hosted that for several years together.
Wow.
Before he decided to go to warmer weather, Pastor Wale, in Charlotte.
Yes.
He worked there for a while, and now he's retired. So if you happen to be listening here, Dennis, you're missed, my friend.
Oh, yes, you missed. He's a beloved guy in our church. And he came up and he said, listen, you guys should be on the radio. You should be on the radio. And that was it. I wasn't really looking forward, but it just came knocking on my door. And I think that is a God thing, shall I say. That is God moving, even in a ministry that I wasn't seeking this out, but God actually said, this is my will for you. And that's how we started. And, you know, God has just been faithful. I can't say any, can't even say anymore. He's been more than faithful to us as a ministry, financially being able to bankroll it, number one, and being able just to seek to want to even expand even further, because our goal ultimately is to kind of be syndicated down the road and see whether more opportunities will be open for us to even share the gospel on different platforms all across this country. So we're praying for that, and we believe that God is going to truly make that happen.
I love how there's this pattern in your life that God opens a door and you stand in it. And then you go, okay, God, I will step out in faith. Again, you know, I go back to many places in Scripture that faith is often, we'll use Abraham for example, something that is grown into. You look at Abraham's life, and certainly he messed it up more than a few times. You know, telling people that his wife was his sister, not once, but twice. But, you know, beyond that, though, growing and growing and stepping to, it brought him to a place where God said something like this in Genesis chapter 22, give back Isaac to me. And he was like, okay, well, I trust you. You will raise him from the dead if you need to, because this is who you are, God, and I can step out. And I think a lot of times when we're asked to step out in faith, it may seem to us like something else has to be given up. And that's really that tension of what do we love more, the giver, or the gift we were given. And so thank you for just sharing your heart, sharing that. And when we get back again from the break, as we get near the end of this 4 o'clock hour, what we're going to do is I wonder if you could just, you know, tell us again, maybe a little bit more about the church, how people get involved, where you meet, times, and that sort of stuff. But also just some of the things that you've seen God do that can only be attributed, you know, through God's life. And then, of course, as something I often like to ask here, talk to someone who might be considering Jesus. So as you are listening right here in your drive home or your couch or wherever you're gathering, I hope you don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back having this conversation on Meet the Pastor with Pastor Wale May of Touch of Love Bible Church in Atlanta, Maryland. You can go to TOLBC.org, but don't go there right now. Stay right where you are and come back right after the break here with the drive home with Brian Bales.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, oil and gas giant ExxonMobil says that it's closed its acquisition of Pioneer Natural Resources Company. In a statement, Darren Woods, who's the CEO of the company, said that the premier asset was a natural fit for their Permian portfolio and gives them a greater opportunity to deliver capital efficiency for long-term shareholder value. With the transaction, ExxonMobil's Permian production volume will now more than double to 1.3 million barrels of oil equivalent a day. And auto giant Ford is out with its sales figures for April, and they're reporting a decline. The company says that hybrid sales, though, set a monthly record. Ford says it sold over 179,000 cars and trucks. Sales of the popular F-Series trucks, Broncos, and SUVs, though, saw a decline.
The company says, though, it remains committed to hybrid vehicles and will have an entire lineup by the end of the decade. Electric vehicle sales, meanwhile, were up 129% over last year, but still fell below company expectations. Sales of SUVs were down nearly 10%. On Wall Street, stocks continue to see gains this Friday, and that is Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesma Taiju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
And welcome back to The Drive Home with Brian Bales. And I've been having a conversation with Pastor Wally May, who I must say is a very gracious person, because during the break, he said, Brian, you keep saying it's in Lanham. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I was reading from where you went to seminary. So for all the people who've been listening, Touch of Love Bible Church is not in Lanham, Maryland. If I've said that a few times, it is in Laurel, Maryland. They are a bit away from each other. And you can go back if you want and catch it on the podcast later on at WAVA.com and count how many times I said it wrong and then send me an email here at WAVA. And that'll just be one of those emails we were talking about at Pastor Wally that we get that reminds us of things that people don't like. So, but thank you for the grace of that. And again, I do encourage you folks to go to TOLBC.org, standing for Touch of Love Bible Church. And that'll give you all the proper information, trust me, in that way. So God's done some amazing things there at Touch of Love. 2001 is when it's planted. So now I've been around for 23 years. Am I doing the math properly?
So that's correct.
23 years. I can imagine you have so many things that you can say God showed up in that moment. What are some of the things when you think back over the 23 years, just like this was God?
I don't know. There were so many things.
It's a hard question.
It's a hard question. I mean, trying to iron down one, it's kind of difficult, you know. But I think so many times that, you know, as me as a pastor, for me personally, to talk about that, so many times that you've come to a point as a pastor where you kind of reflect, you know, where's this going to? And God just sent people into your ministry, that just is like God has just implanted with them that vision that you are really struggling with, and God used them as a point of contact or springboard to help you to elevate your vision. And there's been so many things God has done throughout the years in this ministry with a youth group, with marriage enrichment ministries, and just so many lives that has been transformed, so many marriages that have been healed, and just great things. I can just count it, Brian. It's kind of tough for me just to pinpoint one. But I truly believe it, being all said, I think the story of this ministry is just the story of God at work. And that's all I could say. It's just God's work, working in itself and moving in such a way that none of us can even do it. Only God could.
Well, I think in many ways that's a testimony to God's greatness, in the same way of saying, give me one story. You're like, hey, there's so many, I can't nail it down into one story. How great is it that we serve a God that is so abundant in his blessings that when asked to give me one, you're like, that's too hard of a question. He's just shown up too many times to limit it to one. And that's how good he is and gracious. I often remind the people that I serve at Christian Fellowship Church in Ashburn, Virginia, at the end of the service with a benediction from halfway through Ephesians. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Of course, that him being God, according to his power that's at work within us. So we're to be him, be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. That, you know, as our Savior, as the one who holds this world together, the one who gave his life for us so that we can be put back in relationship with God, he's able to do so much more than we ever could have imagined. And I'm sure even now, as you consider looking back over the 23 years, you can look at God and say, so much more than I ever would have imagined even at that time. And so for some of our listeners who are like, man, I've been listening to Pastor Wale here on WAVA on Sirius XM, or maybe just the first time I've connected with him, but I just really, you know, like him. And thank goodness that Brian cleared up. It's not in Lanham, Maryland. It's in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm not far from Laurel, Maryland. Tell them about how some of the things might happen in and about there at your church gathering, maybe service times. We mentioned already, go back and kind of just remind people of that, and maybe midweek sort of things and the types of things that you have.
Well, we are located now down on Baltimore Avenue, down in Laurel, Maryland, and that's a temporary location. We are in the middle of a building project that we're going to move to the city next door to us, which is in Beltsville, Maryland. And again, we are located at 13503 Baltimore Avenue, that's in Laurel, Maryland, 20707. We are planning to relocate to our new facility probably within the next few months. It's going to be the city next door, as I said earlier. And, you know, service times are still the same, 10:15 a.m. And also, as it relates to midweek, we just do Bible studies. Two Bible studies during the week. We have two virtual Bible studies, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday. And all of them, we do a simulcast where you can join us on YouTube. You can be on Facebook. You can be on Zoom, any platform you can join us with, and an hour piece. And that's about it. We mm-hmm. don't have midweek services, but we do have Bible studies that we do during the week, twice a week, and with the worship services that we do too. And different ministry activities. For them to know about more about the ministry activities we do have, they can go to our website, tlbc.org, and look at our ministry page and be able to see what kind of other activities we do in terms of different meetings that other small groups do come together during different times of the week to kind of build each other up in their small group setting.
Yeah, so I do encourage you to go to tolbc.org. You can find out more. Also find out, you know, their YouTube handle and ways to connect, whether it is on Sunday or whether it is in Bible study through the week. Now, from time to time, we find people who stumble across WAVA, whether they did it online or whether they're actually listening live on the radio, and they're intrigued by the conversation. And so one of the questions I ask every pastor that almost I always end with that I want to ask you is this. If someone out there is listening that's considering Jesus, what would you say to them?
He's the only true friend you can ever have. He is the only true power that you can ever come across. And I will tell them that, you know what? The keys to all of life's problems and all of life's trials is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who knows the beginning from the end. He is the one who is able to uphold you and keep you through the storms of life. But that's not only the reason why you should come to Christ for the eternal salvation. That Christ is the only one who can save us unto the uttermost. There is no other way. There is no other name given under heaven by which you must be saved. Only the powerful name of Jesus. And I've preached this and I'll continue to preach this. I encounter people and I will challenge them in terms of their own religious understanding to come to understand who Jesus is, that Jesus is in a different plateau than any other world religion that you might ever think about. But again, I always count him as a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is the only hope that we all have.
Mm. I'm reminded of that section of scripture in John chapter 10 where Jesus himself said why he came. That he came that we might have life and life to the full, both life in eternity to come when we pass from this to the next, but also to make a difference right now in where he is, that he walks with us. And so as someone who's heard this and considering Jesus, could you also maybe encourage someone who's already accepted Jesus in their life, but maybe just maybe it's more consumerism or member and not disciple? What would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell them, listen, you need to really understand that Christ is not calling you and I to nominal faith. He's calling us to a radical belief and radical faith, and that we as believers in Jesus Christ must be able to heed the call of the Lord Jesus, especially in this time. And I'm always taking the words of Mordecai when he spoke to Esther. He said, perhaps during this time, the Lord has placed you here. And I believe that this is the prime time. This is the time that the Lord has placed every believer here to be world changers. And I truly believe that if you say yes to Jesus, it will move through your life to change the world around you.
Well, again, thank you for saying yes to Jesus. And thank you for stepping in to use those words of Mordecai for such a time as this, to be the disciple that God has called you to be, to your congregation there at Touch of Love Bible Church. Again, folks, it is in Laurel, Maryland, not in Atlanta, Maryland. You can find out more about it by going to tolbc.org, as well as you can find out more about the radio program that he has here on WAVA every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. by going to his church website or by going here to WAVA.com and clicking on the program guide. And I encourage you, be encouraged by the teachings of Pastor Wale Maye in that way. And I know I'm encouraged of our time together today. And so, folks, as you, again, find yourself going from wherever you are to wherever you're going, you know, it could be on the drive home. And if you're on 95, we all need prayer. We know that, right? But it's not just when we're on 95. We all need more than just membership. We need to be disciples, followers of Jesus. It's such a great reminder that we've had today. And I hope that you've been encouraged as I've been encouraged. And I hope, again, as you go from wherever you are to wherever you will, you take this and you allow it, as it says here on WAVA, to change your life. Life-changing radio comes with a life-changing truth of the gospel that Pastor Wally has been talking with us here today on The Drive Home with Brian Bales. And so as I go, I'll see you on Monday. And as my reminder, be a good neighbor.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area, and
lives
like
change
to
here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.